Genesis chapter 50. And Joseph fell upon his father's face, and wept upon him, and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father, and the physicians embalmed Israel. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, because so are fulfilled the days of those who are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. And when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spoke to the house of Pharaoh, saying, if now I have found grace in your eyes, I urge ask you to speak in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, my father made me swear, saying, look, I am about to die. In my grave which I have dug for me in the land of Canaan, there you shall bury me. I urge ask you, therefore let me go up now and bury my father, and I will return again. And Pharaoh said, go up and bury your father accordingly as he made you swear. And Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, and all the house of Joseph and his brothers and his father's house, only their little ones and their flocks and their herds, they left in the land of Goshen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. And they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond Jordan, and there they mourned with a great and very loud cry, and he made a mourning for his father 7 days. And when those who lived in the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, they said, this is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians. Therefore the name of it was called Abel Mizraim, mourning of Egypt, which is beyond Jordan. And his sons did to him as he commanded them, because his sons carried him into the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham bought with the field for a possession of a burial place of Ephron the Hittite, before Mamre. And Joseph returned into Egypt, he and his brothers, and all who went up with him to bury his father, after he had buried his father. And when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, perhaps Joseph will hate us, and will certainly repay us all the evil which we did to him. And they sent a messenger to Joseph, saying, your father commanded before he died, saying, so shall you say to Joseph, I urge ask you now, forgive your brothers wrong against you and their sin, because they did to you evil, and now, we urge ask you, forgive the wrong of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. And his brothers also went and fell down before his face, and they said, indeed, we are your servants. And Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, because am I in the place of God? But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it to good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore do not be afraid, I will nourish you, and your little ones. And he comforted them, and spoke kindly to them. And Joseph lived in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir the son of Manasseh were brought up upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am about to die, and God will surely visit you, and bring you out of this land to the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, 2369, AH 1673 BC, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt.